Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is Fridays with Freems. Our good buddy Chuck Freeman from 105.7 FM The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Freems, how you hanging on there?
Bill, is our connection good? Are we doing good here? Is everything okay?
We are doing wonderfully. You sound
fantastic.
Great. You sound healthy. You sound happy in your self-quarantine. How are things going with you?
Yeah, I just went for a 40-minute run. I try to run Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Did it at the health club. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of running outside, but I got to get it done because I'm sitting around here and I still got to keep, because I'm eating. My eating, I'm still keeping up my eating habits, but I don't have any problem running to the refrigerator these days. I feel like I'm doing that a little too much, so I got to work out.
Yeah.
I know you work out too. And have you been getting the same amount of workouts? So I think it's important at this time that we still continue to keep ourselves healthy. And I just got back from a 40-minute run, jumped in a shower, and ready to go.
I have committed myself to eating healthier. And, you know, you've been to my house. I've got the gym downstairs. I've renovated that a little bit. And I've stayed on the Peloton. I've stayed working out with the weights and such. But I've kind of changed my eating habits. And my goal is, when we come out of this, to be 20 pounds lighter. So I just weighed in the other day. I said this on air yesterday. I weighed in at 259, which is the lightest I've been since my sophomore year of high school.
Wow, okay.
I'm heading in the right direction.
I feel like it's like for guys like you and I, we're bigger guys. I feel like it's a constant battle because if we slip up for a couple of weeks, then we're always chasing those pounds that we gain. It's just, you know,
It's a weekend, man. I go out and have a few beers and a thing of wings or, you know, whatever. And next thing you know, I'm back into busting through my ass, you know. So I got to be careful, man. I get maybe one or two days a week and that's it. That's all you get.
With you. I'm with you, man. Last time you and I got together, we went out and had a couple of Bill Michaels at the at Club Calderon.
I went out and
had a few beers at the Q Club, and that's the last time I saw you, Bill.
Yeah, I know. And then after that, the quarantine lockdown happened, and we've all been separated ever since. So, you know, let me ask you this, because you guys are doing a lot of different stuff on your program. Today we started talking about some of the most memorable games. If you could go back and witness, you would do that. And that's the reason I want to get you on, because you tell me if there's some games that stick out to you that you would say, you know what, I got to go back and watch this game in person. I would love to go back to that. What would it be?
Well, ironically, it's probably a game nobody ever thinks of, and it involves the Milwaukee Bucks. And I got to go back to 1981. It was an Easter Sunday game. And right away, if I would say Easter Sunday, people automatically would say the Brewers going 12-0 that day, Easter Sunday, 1987. It was an Easter Sunday, 1981. The Bucks were playing Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Bucks in 1981 were the 3 seed, and they had 60 wins. Imagine that. They had the 3 seed with 60 wins. That's because Boston had 62 wins. Philadelphia had 62 wins. They were the 2nd seed with Doc Irving, and the Bucks with Marcus Johnson and company, the 3 seed with 60 wins. I felt that was the best chance in Bucks history to win an NBA championship. And they played Philadelphia in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals on an Easter Sunday in Philly, a noon start. They lost 99-98. They lost that game, and man, there was a game I felt they could have won. They rallied from a big deficit. Marcus had 36 in that game, but I am confident if they win Game 7 in Philadelphia, they go on and win the NBA. They go on and win the NBA championship. I feel they were that good. They would have beat the Lakers that year or anybody else who was in their way. They were that good of a team, man. I wish we could go back because the Bucks in 81, I want to watch that. Yeah, and I think Brent Musburger was doing the play-by-play of that game. Mm-hmm. Game 7, Eastern Conference Finals, 1981. Bucks lose 99-98 to Doc Irving and the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, I go back to the Bucks in that Game 6 in Milwaukee when they were playing the 76ers. And remember, right after that is when Scotty Williams got pulled off the plane going to Game 7. In Philadelphia, but I'll never forget Game 6. George Karl comes walking out of the tunnel. The place erupts. They had the towels waving. As a matter of fact, the towels were waving so hard it created like a dust, like almost a fog in the air inside that arena. That's when Sporting News came into Milwaukee and said, that is the best sixth man in all of basketball. That place was rocking. It was called the Fortress on 4th Street. Ted Davis had dubbed it, and it went national. And that game was incredible, obviously, when the Brewers were sitting around waiting to see what would happen, and we're all watching the big Jumbotron, and the Brewers find themselves going to the postseason, and the place erupted, and everybody was having a great time on the field. That was a big game. Nigel Morgan's base knock, that was a big game. So there's a lot of great games. The game that I remember the most, first and foremost, is standing on the field at AT&T Stadium as the confetti flew, and, you know, we're down there doing the stuff for the network, and the Packers had just won a Super Bowl. And that was the first time I'd worked for an organization that had won a championship. So, to me, that was a big game. Brett Favre's game right after his dad had passed away out in Oakland. We were out there. That was an incredible moment. So there's been some amazing games that have taken place, amazing moments that have taken place in Wisconsin sports history.
Yeah, I would say Super Bowl 31, when the Packers won in New Orleans, when they beat the New England Patriots in the Desmond Howard MVP game. You know, the Packers have been so bad for so many years. And I remember at the game, I was covering the game along with Mike Clemens, and we were at the game. And I remember it from our media seats, standing up, Luther Vandross is out there singing the national anthem. And I'm looking down at the field at the Superdome, and I see the flag on the field, and I'm seeing the Green Bay Packers dressed in their colors. And I'm thinking, and the national anthem is going on, and I got a tear in my eye because my dad had passed away 3 years earlier, and he was a huge Packer fan. And I'm thinking, I can't believe, I'm getting welled up just thinking this. I'm at the Super Bowl watching the team that I grew up watching after so many horrible seasons of watching Packer football in the 80s and into the 90s and from the 70s when I was a really little kid. And here I am at the Super Bowl, and the Green Bay Packers are playing in the Super Bowl. And not only that, winning it. So it hit me during the national anthem that day that I was actually there. And, you know, the Packers went off and sealed the deal and won the Super Bowl. But, man, that's a moment I'll never forget. But a game I'd rewatch on the TV would have to be that Bucks playoff game in 1981.
So let me ask you this, because word leaks out today that the NBA is now saying, and at least targeting mid to late June to get the season back and going and then play a little bit of an abbreviated rest of the season and then get into the NBA postseason. Does this long stint regarding the coronavirus, does this derail the Bucks from winning a championship?
No, I think they'll still, when they get back to playing, they're still going to win the championship. I think they're the best team in the NBA. You know, when we last left the Bucks, things weren't going so well. Giannis had hurt his knee. The Bucks had lost to the Lakers. And, things, for the first time, the Bucks were facing some adversity this season. I think every great team, every team along the way, on the way to a championship, you hit a couple of speed bumps along the way. But that would not interfere with me. I think the Bucks are still going to go on. When we better resume this season. We need to resume. I don't care if we resume it in December of the next year if we have to. We're not starting a new season until we finish this one.
Yeah, I would agree. I want to see them finish the season. I don't know what this is all going to hold. I as much as I want to say we're going to be back to normal, I know the end of May, middle of May was when Major League Baseball was possibly targeting a time to be able to come back and you know, kind of get back to camp and then have probably the beginning of June, beginning the baseball season. But I think after this week, people are getting a little bit stir crazy already. We're only a couple of weeks into this, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do this weekend. You know, this
you got to do like an indoor date night or something, you know?
Well, we've done 14 of those in a row so far.
So okay.
It's time to, you know, and getting out for a walk when it's 38 degrees outside isn't my idea of it. You know, I just went for a run, but that was out of necessity. But, I just don't know. I don't know. And, you know, like this weekend, we'd have tonight we'd NCAA. The NCAA Sweet 16 would be going on. And then Saturday and Sunday, we'd be getting down to the regional finals. And it would be Saturday and Sunday. There'd be two games each day. And, man, I love it. I love the college basketball tournament, and I'm going to be missing that this weekend. We'd have baseball that was starting yesterday, and we were planning on going to the Cubs game, the Brewers-Cubs game on Saturday night at Miller Park. That's not going to happen. And we have the Sunday tickets. So, there's a lot of things I'm looking forward to getting back to. I just think September and August, if we do get back to this, are going to be just great months. You know, with the Masters announcing now that they're going to be playing in August, and you have the Kentucky Derby, and you get maybe baseball and the NBA Finals. Man, August and September could just be just awesome for us.
Yeah, it could almost be informational overload. You know what I mean? I'll take it. But compared to what we got going on right now, no, I completely agree with you. But I'm just thinking to myself, we could almost be on like informational overload. You could have the NBA Finals going on, baseball going on, the NFL starting to hit the training camps and getting back to somewhat of a sense of normalcy. In addition to that, like you said, you're going to have the Indy 500, which is going to be going on. You're going to have horse racing starting back up in the beginning of September. You are going to have the Masters. You're going to have golf that is going to be back in full competition, and they're going to be all over the place with majors in a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I mean, we could just be all over the damn road come September, and then we're going to almost be wishing at that point in time that we could just slow it down once we get to November, and that's when basketball is going to be starting again. So I agree. Chuck, you stay safe. If you figure out more date nights and more ways to do things, keep posting, and we'll figure it out and kind of go from there. Hey, let me ask you this. Yeah, you guys got into the Fandemonium stuff this morning. How you feeling about the Fandemonium? You've been on the Fan for quite some time, the local station in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think it's something maybe we should have done a long time ago. I think it's fun. It's a fun thing to do. It seems like everybody right now is at everybody's throat because some people past and present with our radio station aren't happy with their seeds. Yes.
I know. I just, this is one of those fan things. It's not like it's a competitive sport. You know what I mean? And it's just, people are going nuts.
Nobody wants to lose. Nobody wants to be that guy that loses.
Yeah. People are, I don't know. As much as I want to say I care, it's like, look, okay. Whatever happens, happens. You know, the old adage when your former partner, Mike Wickett, used to wear the T-shirt that said, haters make you famous. As long as they listen and enjoy the program, I'm really, really happy with it. So, you know, we'll get by. But, yeah, it is fun for the fans. It's fun for the fans. And for some people inside the walls, man, I'm watching Twitter. I'm watching Facebook. People are just getting upset. It's holy mackerel, guys, settle down.
I got my former partner, Wicked, coming at me, and you and I both got number one seeds, and he's questioning whether I got number one seed or not, and I'm going back at him, and I'm like, what are you doing, you know?
Right.
So
right.
And then but we're going back and forth, but there's Pete. Yeah, nobody wants to lose in this thing. That's what I think it is. Nobody wants to lose, but at the end of the day, you know what matters most to the audience, the fans.
Yeah.
You know, hey, it's a popularity contest, and when you and I are, you know, can walk around Summerfest or State Fair Park and fans are coming up and taking selfies with us, that's all I need to know to tell me who's listening to the show.
Yep. No good. Good stuff, Chuck. Enjoy yourself. Take your time, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, Bill. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That's our good buddy Chuck Freeman joining us on his home landline, or his home line, I should say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.